FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bysheim with your main agriculture stories. At least four cooperatives from Kwakwa in the Free State have received agriculture equipment from Nedbank in partnership with the Maluti Upperfong local municipality. Speaking to OFM News about the initiative, Executive Mayor Gilbert Mokotu said that this will help the cooperatives to produce more food and help in terms of job creation. Mokotu says the local economy is dependent on agriculture. He encouraged people to start planting vegetables in their backyards. Chabalani Chabalala, Nedbank business manager, said at least 100,000 rand has been used to buy equipment that will assist these cooperatives. Kwakwa cooperative leader Sabata Letoba says that the tools, including a wheelbarrow, rakes, spades, hose pipes, seeds, fertilizers, water tanks and poles, will be of great help.
Agriculture, as we know, has got some benefits where jobs are created and also people can benefit from the vegetables that they are actually producing without necessarily going to buy. So, especially in Maluti Upperfong, where unemployment rate is too high, we thought that it would be a very, very beneficial project that we bring it at Maluti Upperfong.
PhD graduate in horticulture sciences, Dr. Bongo Nkobu from the University of KwaZulu-Natal, has developed a new combination of pre- and post-harvest treatment. Nkobu says his research could form part of a green economy in South Africa and help poor rural households and subsistence farmers achieve greater food security. He adds that by applying moringa extracts directly to the soil or leaves of crops, small-scale farmers could cultivate healthy, saleable produce on a relatively small piece of land. He adds he hopes his findings will contribute to addressing issues faced by both commercial and small-scale farmers in rural areas, in particular advancing the skills of smallholder farmers and the sustainable production of food. The Northern Cape's Namakwa succulents took center stage with the celebration of International Day for Biological Diversity on Sunday. Biodiversity provides an answer to several sustainable development challenges, from nature-based solutions to climate, health issues, food and water security, and sustainable livelihoods, says Northern Cape departmental spokesperson Zandisile Lupahla. Lupahla adds biodiversity is the foundation upon which they can build better communities. He says that due to the unique nature of the Namakwaland region, certain plants and animals developed in such a way that they can only be found there and nowhere else in the world. People therefore no longer visit the area solely for the flowers, but also for the unique fauna and flora, adds Lupahla. Some of these succulents are so unique you find them only in one specific spot in this area. This makes it possible for poachers to steal a whole species of succulents in one go, which has been the case, says Lupahla. Many of these plants are listed as threatened on the South African Red Data List, Lupahla adds. He further adds that within 5 years, more than 100 plant species in the Richtersveld were placed on the Red Data List of threatened species. The poaching of fauna and flora in the Namakwaland is just getting worse, Lupahla explains. And these were your main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.